Kilayim, Perek Vav, Mishnah Tes, 6-9. Here we have the roles reversed. In the previous Mishnah, we had a vine growing on a trellis, and we said if a beam of the trellis extends on, we said it doesn't have a din like the rest of the trellis. Here we have a vine going on the trellis where the vine itself extends beyond the footprint where it'd be forbidden to plant. So the question is, may one plant beneath the vine? Now, this actually is the source of the din, which I've referenced many times already, that one may not plant beneath a vine. And therefore, the Mishnah says, ha-perach. Now, perach often means a flower, but here means like the sprouting part, the extension of the vine. Hayotz min ha-aris, that extends beyond the footprint of the aris that is forbidden to plant. So it's a protrusion from that forbidden area. May you plant beneath it? The answer is no, you may not. Ro no so ki'ilu metuteles tuluyabo. You look and consider the vine as if there were a plumb line dangling off of it. A plumb line meaning like a little lead ball that was tied onto a string at the edge of the vine, so to speak. So you, that's how, until quite recently, they'd measure, you know, even today sometimes, what's directly beneath the vine. Plumb line called that because of the Latin plumbus, which means lead, like a lead weight, hence the word like plumber because of lead pipes, etc., and the PB symbol for lead on the periodic table. Our word for lead is not from Latin, it's from German in any case. So you look at it as if there's a plumb line dangling off of the vine, and kenegdo, what's directly beneath the vine, usur, there, and only there you can't plant your grains and greens. But to either side of directly beneath where the vine is protruding, one could plant. V'chin b'dalis. The same goes with the dalis. A dalis is like a hanging vine, but here it's not an aris with five vines. It's a single vine, or, you know, two or three vines that, in that case, on like a long beam. We actually had the dalis back in Maseches Peah. We talked about not having the aniyim climb up on the dalis or the dekel as they fall off and get hurt. Rather, you take it down for them, the grapes. So here too, the dalis is like a climbing vine on a long beam, you know, a pole. So again, if as it goes out the pole, it extends, the vine extends beyond the footprint of the pole, one can't plant directly beneath that vine. You look as if there's a plumb line, etc. New case, hamoseach zmura me'il ne'ilan. If you take a tree, you take a grapevine and you extend the vine so that it goes from one tree to another tree. And so you sort of pull it taut. And that's what the word means, hamoseach. The word metach means like suspense. So moteach means the one who pulls taut, who makes it, you know, pulls it, suspends it in a straight line. A zemura is a vine. Me'ilan le'ilan, from one tree to a separate tree. Tachteha, directly beneath that now straightened vine. Asur, that's where you cannot plant. Meaning, for argument's sake, if 5 minutes ago, before you pull it taut, the vine was over, you know, curving and therefore was overhanging some other part of the garden, that's irrelevant. Now that you pulled it taut and it's tied from one tree to another tree, you can plant everywhere except directly beneath, mamash, directly beneath that vine. Similarly, sipka b'chevel obagami, if you had a vine but it wasn't long enough, the grapevine wasn't long enough to extend from the current tree on which it's trained to another tree, so you need to sort of give it like an extension. So you give an extension cord with a chevel, a rope, or gami, like a reed, so it can reach the second tree. So it's got like almost like a hair extension, you know, like an extension of the end of the vine. So tachas hasipuk mutar, beneath the extension part, the rope part, you can plant, just you can't plant directly beneath the vine. But of course, im asak deshi halachala v'chadash, if your intention was that the vine should grow and it will wind over the extension, the little rope, you know what it is, and it will reach to the tree by itself, so then the extension rope, so to speak, becomes an apifioras, like a lattice designed to support a vine, and that being the case, usur, it becomes forbidden to plant beneath the extension rope because it has a din of apifioras, a support that's subordinate to the main vine.